If I had a dollar for every time someone shared with me that they feel as though they've somehow lost their way in life, I'd be a very wealthy man. And upon questioning, it always seems to come back to one thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Doesn't matter who you are, sometimes we can lose our way in life. We thought we had a plan, we thought the path ahead was clear, but all of a sudden, the fog rolls in and the sun disappears, and a future that once seemed so clear gets lost in the murkiness of life. And in that place, what you need is a lamp so that you can see where to put your foot for the next step so that you don't stumble. And on top of that, what you need is a light that's powerful enough to cut through the murkiness to light the path ahead. A lamp for your feet, a light for the way ahead. Hang on, where have I heard that before? Psalm 119, verses 103 to 105. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What a promise. Sweetness, understanding, in other words, wisdom, and the light you need to find your way through the darkness. When someone tells me they've lost their way, my first question is, so how often do you read your Bible? The answer invariably comes back, well, you know, I used to, but I just don't have time anymore. Well, now that's a surprise. God's word is a lamp for your feet and a light to your path. Whatever you have going on in your life right at the moment, pick it up. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Look, there is such incredible power in the Word of God, power to light up your life, seriously. And though it may not feel like the obvious thing to do, opening your Bible is the best way to unleash that power. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.